They're all looking at the written plan requirements that are in these new guidelines, and they're saying, how can we do this? And of course, the city and our county are trying to help them as much as we can, you know, provide them with the information that they ask for, so that they can do these things safely for themselves, for the customers.
Amsterdam has a lot of those distribution and large businesses along the Route 5S corridor.
Yes.
What is the situation over there right now?
Well, they've been in operation, you know, because they do provide various products to many, you know, the Targets in the Walmarts of the world and food products, Beechnut. So they've been in operation. They've been declared as essential businesses. So they have been practicing social distancing and doing the things they need to do. So they've been in operation all along. So really, you know, again, the unpause, the reopening requires them to continue to, you know, protect their employees, protect their customers. And that's in that respect, little has changed for them.
Amsterdam in Montgomery County is right next to, just a few miles away from, the city of Schenectady in the capital region, mm-hmm. which is still closed down. So is Amsterdam working with Montgomery County, taking any precautions, or is expecting any impacts from people coming over from next door in Schenectady?
Again, that is a situation that might happen. If we had a larger shopping district, a retail shopping district, there'd be more people coming in. Our Route 30 corridor is in the town of Amsterdam, but Montgomery County, you know, is working very, very hard to make sure that anyone who shops, comes in to shop in any of our stores, shops in a safe environment.
The big discussion in Washington right now is providing aid to state and local governments. Do you have a snapshot of how COVID has impacted city finances over the last several weeks? And what are we looking at, any potential long-term impacts?
Well, we've lost revenues, we've lost productivity. We've added expenses because of this pandemic, you know, and it's really, really damaging our ability to plan and to provide the essential services that are going to be so desperately needed as this thing goes on. So, you know, the financial assistance, places like Amsterdam that are included in that, I think they're calling it the Heroes Act, they're absolutely essential for our city. If we are going to be able to go into this next year with a plan that's going to meet the needs of our people in terms of public safety, you know, in terms of our sanitation and our sewage, we really, really need some financial assistance, and we're really hoping that this Heroes Act will become the answer.
Is Amsterdam looking at any potential layoffs if this money does not come through?
Well, we are late on our budget planning right now. I just found a very negative news on our sales tax. We've been waiting for the most current numbers, and our sales tax is dropping dramatically. So that means we have to look at next year under a different light when it comes to sales tax revenue, and we have already put together a budget that includes not filling a lot of positions that are vacant at this time. We have done the best that we can, and now we are looking at what the financial impact is with actual evidence, with sales tax numbers, and we're saying to ourselves, we really are going to have an emergency plan in place if this Heroes Act doesn't come true.
I wanted to ask you one question about education. Amsterdam, the Amsterdam School District recently appointed a new superintendent to come in for the next school year. Has there been any challenges that have been brought to your attention from the school district on making sure that children have been able to get the instruction that they need, ELA students, making sure that we have the resources there?
It is such a difficult time for public any school to do what they do in this environment. And there have been, you know, I've read a lot of comments. I haven't come directly to me, but I've read them about parents and students and teachers who are having a difficult time adapting to this. And, you know, it's something you don't want to continue. But one of the things that is happening is as time goes on and people are working more at it, they're getting better at it. So, you know, that's the adaptability. The people in the city of Amsterdam are adapting to this environment, and we are saying, okay, how can we do this differently and still get it done? And that's what's happening in our schools. But it has been a very difficult time to try and teach kids remotely, especially since each household is not set up the same, you know, in terms of, you know, access, et cetera, computer equipment, et cetera. So all I can say is they're doing the best they can. And there certainly are situations where that's not good enough for some people.
And then just one last question about moving forward as the New York on pause order is being lifted for the Mohawk Valley. What does this look like for you in regards to coordinating with other leaders in the region?
Yeah, I stay in constant contact with our county, with our who is on the regional planning committee, and I also take part in the daily briefings that on the phone conferences. So I'm constantly updating the information that we have to work with in terms of, you know, caseload, you know, infection rates. Again, we are lucky. When I say we, our region is a very undense region. We have a very, you know, there's 50,000 people in our county, but I've got 18,000 people in a city. So I'm a lot denser than the rest of my county is. So I have concerns about the infection rates. The hospital is here. So I'm keeping an eye on those things as well. But we are in touch with the county. I talk to the people in the hospital. I try to stay in touch with everyone on at least a weekly basis, in many cases a daily basis, just to make sure that we understand what's going on and we are able to respond to it. I just extended our emergency period, our city's state of emergency, until the end of this month, with the one exception of the phase one business reopenings. And so we are staying on top of it, and we are communicating with our county and area municipalities as much as we can to make sure we're working together.